Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry about that, Tommy Tucker. We knew Francine was coming, and she has arrived, or at least is making her arrival. The new 7 o'clock coordinates are out, and the advisory is out. We'll talk to Alexa Trishler about that in a moment. But, you know, it's kind of like, for whatever reason, it seems like the worst of it always comes at night, although some have not followed that path, and it's kind of metaphorical, because when the storms come at night and the lights go off, the power goes off, that's when really WWL shines, both on the radio and on television. And Alexa Trishler joins us right now. How you doing, Alexa?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I was watching TV yesterday, and they were kidding around with you saying, Alexa, what's the weather going to do, right? And I never realized that before with your first name, but I guess I'll say, Alexa, what's the latest on the storm?
Oh, it is rough right now, isn't it? I mean, this is the worst of Francine coming through the metro area now. The worst of the rain and the worst of the winds are happening right now. So
now,
the thing
I'm taking notes. Now, that's interesting. No. The worst of it is happening right now.
Yes, for the metro area, I would say. I mean, there's like this burst of stronger rain and storms that's like kind of popping up right over the New Orleans metro. So that's why we're seeing like the most impactful part of the storms for the city or of this storm for the city of New Orleans at this point. So the strongest winds happening now and the heaviest rain happening as we speak.
And will until?
I would say over the next hour, we'll continue to see the heavy rain and the strong winds. But getting into, I would say, about 2 hours from now, the metro area will start to see these conditions subside a little bit. And I think by midnight, you'll really notice a difference. Midnight tonight and overnight, things are going to be a lot better, dramatically better overnight.
When you say the worst of it is happening right now, for those of us that are not outside, thankfully, and you got the instruments there to tell you, I don't know if you stepped outside or not, but what is going on outside right now?
So I'm saying, the reason why I'm saying it's so bad now is because now we're seeing those gusts in the New Orleans metro of 50 to 60 miles per hour. Those are happening at this point. Also, we're seeing considerable rainfall. So we've already picked up about 2 inches of rain in the metro area. We could see 2 to 4 more inches of rain for New Orleans metro. So we've got flash flood warnings for the metro area and for our river parishes and bayou parishes have seen a lot of rain, also dealing with some flash flood warnings there.
What kind of sustained winds are you talking about in the metro?
So our sustained winds, a little bit lower, I would say our sustained winds, let me pull up the latest graphic here. So I said the gusts 50 to 60, sustained about 30-ish miles per hour. Okay. I need to pull up a different graphic here. Sorry. We got a lot of stuff going on right now.
I know you do. Y'all have been doing a tremendous job. I know.
No, sustained around 30 miles per hour at this point. But let me just check one more thing.
You'd put me on television with all that stuff going on. I'd wet my pants.
No, you wouldn't. No. You guys have to keep talking for hours on end.
Yeah, but they're not looking at us.
Yeah. All right. Sustained winds. 38 miles per hour, gusting at 58, the last observation from the airport in Kenner.
So that's going to be that way between now and, say, 8:30 and 9 o'clock?
Yeah, I would say from now till about 8, 9 o'clock tonight. 9 at the latest, it'll be pretty rough. And then after 9, the metro area will start to see improvements. But then this will shift to the North Shore.
Yes.
So the North Shore will get the roughest of the weather in about an hour or two from now.
And you're reading ahead, young lady, because that's what I was going to. The path it's taken, are they going to be doing, looking at the same exact thing, only, say, 2 hours down the line? Or
So we're already starting to see the heaviest of the rain shift over Lake Pontchartrain, and that will continue pushing into St. Tammany Parish over the next hour or 2 hours. And yeah, so 2 hours from now, North Shore will be seeing the rough weather. I don't know if the winds will be as strong, but still relatively high, maybe gusting up to 40 to 50 miles per hour for like Slidell, St. Tammany, even into Mandeville and Covington, seeing those gusts pushing 50 miles per hour.
So what about the, and I called you Alexa, I should say Alexa Trishel, a WWL Louisiana meteorologist, but we're friends.
Whatever.
We at this point, right.
Yeah.
So tell me about the eye wall, the strengthening, the movement, all that stuff that concerns people now that the storm has made landfall, and for those of us, our friends that are to the south in Terrebonne Parish, where it did come on land.
Right. So, Terrebonne Parish, that's where it made landfall earlier this evening as a Category 2. But like we've been saying, we're talking about the dry air and the wind shear. People are probably tired of hearing that. But the dry air and the wind shear is our friend. And the dry air filtering into the storm is the reason why it's not going to be as impactful after midnight. Of course, it's really impactful right now. But the dry air and the shear are helping to reduce the amount of time that this storm is going to linger over our area. So, unfortunately, we're seeing these really strong, damaging winds for our bayou and river parishes and for the metro area now. It's not going to be much longer that we'll be over this and done with this as we head into the overnight hours.
So looking to the south when it comes to Terrebonne Parish, and somebody in Houma texted in and wanted to know what they can look for in the next couple hours, you would tell them what?
So luckily, as the storm pushes to the northeast, we're starting to see some of that heaviest rain shift away from our bayou parishes. So Lower Terrebonne is still seeing some pretty heavy rain, but the rain rates are starting to lessen and weaken for Terrebonne, Lower Terrebonne at least, as this really strong burst of storms continues to push north towards the metro area. We're going to see those weaker rainfall rates for Terrebonne. So they'll be seeing less rain in the coming hours and seeing the winds calm down too. So I think things will start to look up for our coastal spots, so Lower Terrebonne. Things will start to improve from now on.
So when all is said and told, the path of the strong of the storm, the strongest winds will have hit where?
Say that again? Sorry.
When the story is told, the strongest of the winds will have impacted where?
Okay, good question. Yes, so Terrebonne Parish, I'd say our bayou parishes at the coast, just offshore, saw the strongest of the winds. Our oil rigs reported some pretty strong wind gusts, but Terrebonne and our river parishes, I think, too. But even for our western parts of the metro area, seeing some pretty strong wind gusts above 50 miles per hour. So on the south shore, I would say.
And when it comes to these quarters of rain that you scared me with yesterday, although you didn't scare me because you said they tend to grossly overestimate those or at least go with the worst possible case, What are we seeing about those quarters of rain that you shouldn't have got me started on, because that's all I have in my mind now, and as they approach the metro area and then the North Shore?
Yeah, so parts of the South Shore have already picked up anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain, especially our bayou parishes and the river parishes, since that's where the storm started. And now the metro area picking up around 1 to 2 inches so far, but we could see an additional 2 to 4 inches. So when it's all said and done, some of the South Shore probably picking up around 6 to 8 inches when it's all over with, but there could be some isolated pockets, around 8 inches for the South Shore when it's all over and done with
and
over the next couple hours.
6 to 8 inches over a period of what kind of time, I'm trying to figure?
Well, it's only a couple hours. Yeah. Just really the duration of the storm coming in, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours of that rain.
So when it goes to the North Shore, wind shear is not going to really affect the winds, or it is going to knock it down a little bit?
It will continue to weaken. Francine will weaken slightly as it moves, inland, further inland. But I still think we're going to see those impactful gusts for the North Shore as it moves inland over the next couple of hours. I still think the North Shore, St. Tammany Parish, and even South Mississippi can get on those gusts to 40 to 50 plus miles per hour. So, and even I think St. Tammany, Tangipahoa will probably see stronger gusts in South Mississippi above 50 miles per hour over the next two hours or so.
And tornado, you're not seeing a lot of that activity?
Luckily, that has been not really a problem today. And I think that as we go throughout the rest of tonight, I don't really foresee that being a big problem at all.
All right. Any other thing you'd like to pass along, Alexa?
I mean, just stay off the roads over the next few hours. The rest of tonight, this really strong batch of heavy rain is going to continue to push over the metro and then eventually transition to the North Shore and South Mississippi as Francine moves to the Northeast. So the really heavy rain is going to be with us over the next couple of hours. Things will start to improve from south to north, and then overnight tonight, things will be a lot quieter. But like we've been mentioning, tomorrow, you don't want to just get out right away first thing in the morning. You want to hear from, you know, local officials to see that the roads are safe, and you don't want to accidentally, you know, get yourself into some trouble and go over a flooded roadway or accidentally hit a live wire, things like that.
I know you're busy, but real quick, I know you've covered storms in other areas. This is your first hurricane here. How does it differ?
First one here, yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is like a lot of the infrastructure. It's hard to know exactly how things are going to play out. You know, it's a vulnerable area. And of course, a lot of people are burned by so many storms in the past. So it's just a whole different vibe. It really is.
Somebody said they're in Houma. Rain's no longer bad. Wind is still very gusty. Does that go along with what they can anticipate? Or does that have anything to do with the eye wall?
No, that has to do with Francine moving up to the Northeast. I mean, the worst of the rain is now over the metro area. The worst of the rain is moving away from the bayou parishes. Yes, it's still going to be breezy on the backside of the eye wall of the eye. It's still going to be breezy through the night, but things are going to start looking better from south to north as we go through the rest of today and into the overnight.
And I'm looking at the map. If you were to draw a circle of the eye wall, it would be where of the eye? It would be where right now?
Well, at this point, it's hard to say because of the dry air and the wind shear coming in. It's hard to detect where the eye is. I'm looking at satellite observations right now, but let me look up radar, because radar, you get the ground observations to see where it is. But I would say the eye is just about moving over Terrebonne Parish at this point. And on the back side of it, like we've been mentioning, because of the dry air working in on the back side of that eye, there's not that much rain on the back side of it. It's just the stronger winds that are going to continue for the entire area the rest of tonight. But the heaviest of the rain seems to be pushing off to the metro area over Lake Pontchartrain into the North Shore into South Mississippi. But the rain is lessening for Terrebonne and Lower Lafourche and Lower Plaquemines.
I know you're busy, Alexa. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
I say go back to work. You never did stop working. 504-260-1870 if you want to tell me where you are and what's going on. I'm looking at the power outage map, and I hate to keep saying it, but you really can track the storm and see where it's going by watching the red lines come on on the West Bank and Algiers and New Orleans East, Metairie. If you out of uptown's looking pretty good so far, then one little pocket. 504-260-1870. Tell me what's going on, where you are. Tommy Tucker, continuing coverage of Hurricane Francine continues here on WWL. You know, by the time the damn thing is over, I'll figure it out.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
out. Tommy Tucker, now Newell Norman will join us in a little bit. A tornado warning has been issued by the National Weather Service for St. Tammany Parish until 7:49. Used to be they spotted one. Now it means the conditions are favorable, so be alert in that area. Tornado warning for St. Tammany Parish until 7:49. Flash flood warnings in effect for St. John, St. James, Lafourche, St. Charles, Plaquemines, Jefferson, and Orleans. They are asking you to conserve water in Jefferson and Plaquemines Parish because of the lift stations, and they want to make sure that nothing backs up in your house, so make sure that they have all the water that they need to take care of that. Nyka Scott joins us right now, Energy New Orleans VP of Customer Services. Good morning. Good morning. How you doing, Nyka?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. I was saying that you can almost track the storm and see where it's going by tracking the power outages, but so far in Orleans Parish, not that bad, huh?
No, as of right now, we have about 15,000 customers out, and that is, you're going to see that change a little bit because we're still able to switch customers without having to go out into the field. So you'll kind of see that number fluctuate. We can't send a bucket truck out yet out now because the winds are too hot.
Take me through that process, if you would, about switching people. What does that mean?
It's something that's done from our operations center up in Baton Rouge, and they're able to switch customers on a feeder where they can isolate an outage and switch customers that shouldn't really be impacted and bring them back on, and then try to then not have to wait to fix the outage until first light when they're able to. But they're able to bring more customers back on since they're less customers out.
Talk about the triage process, if you will, when it comes to after the weather settles down. And first of all, does it have to be light, or is it just about the wind and rain as far as people getting out and repairing?
Well, kind of on just during a general storm, it could be after the winds die down, right? Mm-hmm. But with a storm, a hurricane or a tropical storm, you have lines down. You have other hazards that we just can't put our crew out into the field. So we do have to wait until first light to go out and start making, repairs physically on the lines.
So we were talking to the Alexa Trishler from WWL, and she was saying that the worst of it is here for New Orleans, the metro area, the city, basically, and that it's going to be this way for the next hour and a half, 2 hours. That being the case, it would be, I guess, very reasonable for people to presume that there's going to be more outages?
Possibly. Like I said, we can switch customers, and we do that when we can. It's likely that we'll get more outages, as winds increase a little bit and they're sustained. But look, we're preparing for the worst, but we're hoping for the best.
And you have, for people that, you can never get the power on more quickly enough for anybody, but for people that are wondering, you did prepare for this, you did bring in people, accurate?
Absolutely. We have about 6,000 restoration workers throughout the state. When they realized that the storm had tracked a little further, east, we brought in more people towards this region. And we prepare for this year round. We've received 44 awards for our restoration efforts. So we're very good at it. We just have to make sure we do it safely, which is why we won't be out and really doing lots of restoration until first light tomorrow morning.
As far as you know, has there been any interruption of service to any of the sewage and water board facilities?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Anything to add before we let you go?
Look, we just ask our customers to be patient. We never like to lose power. It is a tropical storm and a hurricane. And, we really have an emphasis on safety. So we will send our crews back out into the field to get our customers back up as soon as possible.
One thing, and I did ask you this last time, and I'll ask it again for people that didn't hear it. When you're sitting there with the power out, it's you wait, and then there's no sense to call you all because when the power's out before we do. That's how you put it on the map, accurate?
You're absolutely correct.
So there's no need to keep calling, and I understand everybody's frustrated, and the power can never come on back quickly enough. But I would say, and I'm not trying to be the spokesperson for Energy because that's what you do, Energy New Orleans, which is just Orleans Parish, but everybody's working as hard as they can to get the power on as quickly as possible. Yes.
They are. Look, our team is resting right now, though, because they can't be out in the field. We need them to be fresh and ready to go at first light so that we can get power back on quickly. And look, customers can go to the My Energy app and find out all the information they need in regard to, you know, outages and receive text alert as to when they can anticipate their power coming back on.
Thank you so much, Nika. Call us if you need anything. We're here.
Thank you, Tommy.
That's what we do. We pass the information along. And we'll try to talk to Energy Louisiana as well about the other areas. And we're reaching out to as many people as we can. But as you can imagine, they're a little busy, what with a hurricane coming through the area. Gary in Metairie, hi, you're on WWL. What's going on? What do you say, Gary? Gary, you got the phone muted, perhaps, or have you gone somewhere?
Hello?
Hey, there you are, Gary.
Hello?
Gary, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, man? How are you?
I'm good. I got power and air conditioning and everything else. I don't know about you, though. How are you doing?
Well, no, my power actually been off about 2 hours now, but I was able to open up my patio door and windows and got some breeze coming in here, you know. But I guess overall it could be worse. Hopefully this all will be out the way and they can start working on the getting the power back for us, you know?
What area do you live in? I don't want you to give me your address or anything. What area, Metairie, do you live in?
I am off Causeway and I-10.
What about rain and street flooding and all that? What have you seen so far?
Tommy, I don't see... The rain seems to have really let up a lot here, and I don't see any flooding. Like I said, I'm in an apartment complex, so it's hard to see, but from what I can see, the streets around my complex are okay. And it's really not even raining now from what I can see. I mean, it's breezy, but I've been trying to look at the radar every now and then, and it looks like this thing's definitely moving, you know.
It's going at 17 miles an hour, and Alexa Trishler telling us the worst of it should be over with in, I guess, about an hour now, and as far as the rain and the winds go. So you're just hanging in there, huh? Neighbors out on the street, everybody's staying inside doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Everybody's staying inside, Tommy. Everybody's staying inside.
I appreciate the report, Gary. That's what we do. We sit together and we talk during the storm. That's what we do. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. All right. 504-260-1870. If you're in the River Parishes or if you're in Terrebonne or anywhere else, you want to give us a report, I'd love to hear from you. Tornado warning in effect for St. Tammany Parish until 7:49, so that's for about 20 more minutes. Alexa Trishel, to repeat what I just said to Gary, the worst of it is happening right now in terms of the Crescent City and the metro area. And certainly down in the southern parishes as well, in the river parishes. But it's passing through. It's moving at 17 miles an hour. The latest advisory I'll get to in a second. But gusts in the metro area between 50 and 60 miles an hour, sustained winds about 38. And a concern is rain, because we've already gotten about 2 to 4 inches. There could be another 4 to 6 in a couple hours, which would put the total around 8 inches or 6 to 8 inches in a couple hours. So that's something we'll have to watch. A flash flood warning is in effect for St. John, St. James, Lafourche, St. Charles, Plaquemines, Jefferson, and Orleans, and a tornado warning I told you about in St. Tammany Parish until 7:49. So the storm, Francine, made landfall 20 miles east-southeast of Morgan City, about where they said it was going to. It didn't really jog a lot east or anything. It's moving at 17 miles an hour. And what Alexa Trishler told us from WWL Louisiana, meteorologist there, is that the wind shear is kind of clipping off the rain on the back end of it. So if you're in the southern parishes, you should be out of it hopefully soon. And all of this, she said, for the metro area, if I got my timelines right and my notes right, should be gone by about midnight in the area here, and then from there, the North Shore will deal with it in areas north. Mike Williamson joins us now with the United Way. Talk about their efforts. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you, man?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with the United Way and what kind of challenges a storm like this presents for you guys and what the regular mission is.
Well, you know, Tommy, unfortunately, we've had this conversation before, but, you know, when 1 in 2 households throughout our region are struggling day-to-day to make their ends meet, a storm like this can throw them into a financial spiral. And so we're planning for loss of power, flood damage, et cetera, to houses, and know that that's going to leave personal property damage. And so that's what we're planning for, but we've been reaching out to our public officials, our nonprofit partners, and our donors, et cetera, just trying to keep an eye on the storm to be ready when she passes through.
You're running an organization, a big organization with a big budget. It is charitable. And along those lines, what does something like this do to the yearly budget? Does it just kind of blow it up?
Well, you know, we see, you know, actually, you know, folks are very generous. And although they give throughout the year, we stress the importance of year-round giving because it allows us to respond in times of crisis. That's what we do, and that's what our board enables us to do. But we see people, you know, during times of crisis like this wanting to give more. And that's important because folks care about their neighbor and they want to make sure folks get help. And that's our job. Our job is to make sure we take those resources and get them to people who need it most. But we're not worried about the budget. We're worried about making sure we get people the help they need.
So what can people do if they want to help? And that's the only reason I brought up. That's the only reason I brought up the budget was I can imagine that, you know, it's going to cost you more money to provide more services.
Absolutely. So this morning we launched our Francine Relief Fund. And so that's available at UnitedWaySELA.org. We encourage folks to go online, make a gift. That gives us the resources we need to go out and help people meet whatever their needs may be. And so that's the easiest way. And then, of course, after the storm passes, we'll look for, you know, volunteer opportunities and connect folks with those as well. But right now, financial contributions are probably the easiest and the best way to help out.
How do they go about doing that again?
So they can visit our website at UnitedWaySELA.org. And right there on our main page, you're going to see our Francine Relief Fund is right there. And you can also find it at UnitedWaySELA.org/Francine Relief. And it'll take you right to the giving page and more information how you can give.
And also if they need some help?
Absolutely. We encourage folks right now to call 211. You can do that from your cell phone or if you have a landline, and they're available 24/7 to connect people with resources that might be available. And so that's probably the easiest way. And of course, on our website, on that same page, the Francine Relief page, we also have an online list of resources that are available, and those are parish specific. So depending on what parish you live in, we'll make sure that resources are updated for folks that live in that parish.
Thank you, Michael. Any final thoughts?
No, we just appreciate, you know, it's always important to stress that people give to us throughout the year. So the 364 days before a storm happens, the financial support we receive allows us to respond, like we say, at the speed of need. So we're grateful to all of our donors, and we're saying a prayer for all those folks that are out there in the storm's path.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Tommy. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Call us if you need us. Jose in Destrehan, hi, you're on WWL. Tell me what's going on there.
Hey, what's happening, man?
How you?
We still have power.
Do you? You shouldn't have said that.
I know.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
drink, but yeah, we still got power. It's raining pretty hard. We finally getting like that sustained winds. We heard reports on the radio. It's an average of 40 miles per hour, 50 miles an hour sustained winds. It's raining pretty hard. You know, streets are a little bit flooded, but it is doable. I mean, we still got power, thank God.
Yeah, have you ridden through hurricanes before?
Yeah, pretty much everyone except Katrina.
Really? And how does this compare? I'm just wondering.
This one compared to Ida, I mean, it is kind of similar, you know. The strip is flooded. I mean, my backyard is full of water. Mm-hmm. The winds, you can see, you know, it's moving the trees real, real hard, but it is, you know, it is doable.
Are you seeing any trees down or anything?
No, but we have reports on River Road about a tree and power lines down on the on close to New Sarpy. Mm-hmm. And but all the operations right now are on standby. You know, like a fire department, you call anybody like that, they're not going to respond because the wind is too hard right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jose. I appreciate your time and giving us a report. We can't be everywhere.
Yeah, man. Anytime.
Hang in there. Stay safe.
Careful.
All right, you too. The Oakland Air Jeweler Talking text line, 504-260-1870. And as the storm comes in, that's usually when people start calling because they're out of power, and it's just kind of like a big community meeting that we have here where we just sit together and talk about the storm and what the conditions are and wait for it to pass. 504-260-1870 if you want to call in or text. We'll take your call or read your text. Some of those are coming in. I'll get to them. Tornado warning still in effect for St. Tammany Parish. That's set to expire at 7:49. Otherwise, flash flood watches throughout pretty much the entire metro area. Flash flood warnings make it. And again, we're going through the worst of it right now, and it should be gone in about, hopefully, an hour, hour and 15 minutes. Back in a flash, WWL. I'm telling you, by the time this damn thing is all over, I'll have it figured out. I will. I'm looking at TV right now, Channel 4, Alyssa Curtis. We're going to try to connect with her after she finishes her TV responsibility. It's some flooded streets, cars flooded. I presume it's Orleans Parish, and I did hear her say that people are out driving around, which is just crazy if that's what you're doing, because there's going to be some street flooding. I guarantee you that with the rain that's falling. And if you're talking about, and this is what Alexa Trischler told us, maybe 6 to 8 inches in a couple hours, you know what that does. The pumps can't handle that. The streets are going to fill up with water, and you know what happens then. And if you're driving around, she said, and she saw people making a beer run, and if you head out in this to get beer, it's crazy. It's just nuts. There is a tornado warning for St. Tammany Parish for another 5 minutes. We're going to talk to Michael Vincino a little bit from St. Tammany Parish, get the latest on that. And again, just to recap, if you're losing power and you turn to WWL, as everybody does when the power goes out, 50 to 60 mile an hour gusts in Orleans Parish right now. That's going to go on. It's raining sideways, literally, for about an hour more. And I told you about the 6 to 8 inches of rain that could fall. North Shore, you're going to get it if you're not yet. And the good thing is, when you look at the radar south, and Alexa Trischler mentioned this earlier, WWL Louisiana meteorologist, that the wind shear was kind of cutting off the rain from the back of the storm. And as I read this radar, unless I'm reading it wrong, and I don't think I am, and somebody texted in and said in Houma that things have calmed down a lot, it should be. It's still going to be breezy, but as far as the rain, you guys should be out of a lot of that pretty soon, because there's nothing really on the backside of this, thanks, as I understand it, to the wind shear. Keep in mind, I'm the same guy that confused carbon monoxide and dioxide earlier, but as it relates to that, be aware of carbon monoxide poisoning as it relates to your generator, and please, if you started that, use it safely. Craig from Craig's Generator called in earlier. Craig's Electrical is going to be giving away carbon monoxide detectors, one per household, while supplies last, starting tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, and that's weather permitting and so forth. 1322 24th Street in Kenner. And until then, be very careful with that generator. And we were talking to Cynthia Lee Sheng this morning, and she recounted that story of a whole family dying because of improper generator usage. And these things are machines. They're an engine, a gas engine, if you will, some kind of engine if it's powered by propane or even natural gas, and it emits carbon monoxide. And that stuff is silent, and it doesn't, rather, it doesn't smell like anything, and it can kill you. They call it the silent killer. So you got to be very careful of that. I'm looking at the outage map here from Entergy, and I think total you're looking at about 145,000 people without power in the state now. And as you follow the storm north, you can see the red lines light up as the power goes out, specifically heading up from the Marrero Estelle area and then moving to really more a little bit east of that in the Timberlane area, it looks like, and also some of Algiers and the Ninth Ward, it would appear like, and Lakeview and some of Mid-City. So if you got Metairie, if you got a report you want to share with me, again, 504-260-1870, and I'll pass that information along to you. Somebody said, I'm in Thibodeau. Water is coming in through all our baseboards, and I was wondering when it'll end because we're out of towels and blankets. Again, I would think the rain itself should be coming to an end. And whoever texted this in, let me know if it's still raining outside or not, because sometimes the water drains from the higher spot to the lower spot. So even though it stopped raining, the water could still keep rising. We talked to Hassan Korban earlier this morning. He said 90 and 99 pumps are up and running in the city, which is good, but there's no way that that's going to clear.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Hopefully soon, and all of this, she said, for the metro area, if I got my timelines right and my notes right, should be gone by about midnight in the area here, and then from there, the North Shore will deal with it in areas north. Mike Williamson joins us now with the United Way. Talk about their efforts. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you, man?
I'm okay. Tell me what's going on with the United Way and what kind of challenges a storm like this presents for you guys and what the regular mission is.
Well, you know, Tommy, unfortunately, we've had this conversation before, but, you know, when one in two households throughout our region are struggling day-to-day to make their ends meet, a storm like this can throw them into a financial spiral. And so we're planning for loss of power, flood damage, et cetera, to houses, and know that that's going to leave personal property damage. And so that's what we're planning for, but we've been reaching out to our public officials, our nonprofit partners, and our donors, et cetera, just trying to keep an eye on the storm and be ready when she passes through.
You're running an organization, a big organization with a big budget. It is charitable. And along those lines, what does something like this do to the yearly budget? Does it just kind of blow it up?
Well, you know, we see, folks are very generous. And although they give throughout the year, we stress the importance of year-round giving because it allows us to respond in times of crisis. That's what we do, and that's what our board enables us to do. But we see people, during times of crisis like this, wanting to give more. And that's important because folks care about their neighbor and they want to make sure folks get help. And that's our job. Our job is to make sure we take those resources and get them to people who need it most. But we're not worried about the budget. We're worried about making sure we get people the help they need.
So what can people do if they want to help? And that's the only reason I brought up. That's the only reason I brought up the budget was, I can imagine that it's going to cost you more money to provide more services.
Absolutely. So this morning we launched our Francine Relief Fund, and so that's available at UnitedWaySCLA.org. We encourage folks to go online, make a gift. That gives us the resources we need to go out and help people meet whatever their needs may be. And so that's the easiest way. And then, of course, after the storm passes, we'll look for volunteer opportunities and connect folks with those as well. But right now, financial contributions are probably the easiest and the best way to help out.
How do they go about doing that again?
So they can visit our website at UnitedWaySCLA.org. And right there on our main page, you're going to see our Francine Relief Fund. Is right there. And you can also find it at UnitedWaySCLA.org/Francine Relief. And it'll take you right to the giving page and more information how you can give.
And also if they need some help?
Absolutely. We encourage folks right now to call 211. You can do that from
through your cell phone, or if you have a landline, and they're available 24/7 to connect people with resources that might be available. And so that's probably the easiest way. And of course, on our website, on that same page, the Francine Relief page, we also have an online list of resources that are available, and those are parish specific. So depending on what parish you live in, we'll make sure that resources are updated for folks that live in that parish.
Thank you, Michael. Any final thoughts?
No, we just appreciate, you know, it's always important to stress that people give to us throughout the year. So the 364 days before a storm happens, the financial support we receive allows us to respond, like we say, at the speed of need. So we're grateful to all of our donors, and we're saying a prayer for all those folks that are out there in the storm's path.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Tommy. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Call us if you need us. Jose in Destrehan, hi, you're on WWL. Tell me what's going on there.
Hey, what's happening, man?
How you?
We still have power.
Do you? You shouldn't have said that.
I know.
Yeah,
I don't want to
drink. Reading.
But yeah, we still got power. We it's raining pretty hard. We finally getting like that sustained winds. We heard reports on the radio. It's an average of 40 miles per hour, 50 miles an hour sustained winds. It's raining pretty hard. You know, streets are a little bit flooded, but it is doable. I mean, we still got power. Thank God.
Yeah. Have you ridden through hurricanes before?
Yeah, pretty much everyone except Katrina.
Really? And how does this compare? I'm just wondering.
This one compared to Ida, I mean, it is kind of similar, you know. The strip is flooded. I mean, my backyard is full of water. Mm-hmm. The winds, you can see, you know, it's moving the trees real, real hard, but it is, you know, it is doable.
Are you seeing any trees down or anything?
No, but we have reports on River Road about a tree and power lines down on close to New Sarpy. Mm-hmm. And but all the operations right now are on standby. You know, like a fire department, you call anybody like that, they're not going to respond because the wind is too hard right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jose. I appreciate your time and giving us a report. We can't be everywhere.
Yeah, man. Anytime.
Hang in there. Stay safe.
Careful.
All right, you too. The Oakland Air Jeweler talking text line, 504-260-1870. And as the storm comes in, that's usually when people start calling because they're out of power, and it's just kind of like a big community meeting that we have here where we just sit together and talk about the storm and what the conditions are and wait for it to pass. 504-260-1870. If you want to call in or text, we'll take your call or read your text. Some of those are coming in. I'll get to them. Tornado warning still in effect for St. Tammany Parish. That's set to expire at 7:49. Otherwise, flash flood watches throughout pretty much the entire metro area. Flash flood warnings make it. And again, we're going through the worst of it right now, and it should be gone in about hopefully an hour and 15 minutes. Back in a flash, WWL. I'm telling you, by the time this damn thing is all over, I'll have it figured out. I will. I'm looking at TV right now, Channel 4, Alyssa Curtis. We're going to try to connect with her after she finishes her TV responsibility. It's some flooded streets, cars flooded. I presume it's Orleans Parish, and I did hear her say that people are out driving around, which is just crazy if that's what you're doing, because there's going to be some street flooding. I guarantee you that with the rain that's falling. And if you're talking about, and this is what Alexa Trischler told us, maybe 6 to 8 inches in a couple hours, you know what that does. The pumps can't handle that. The streets are going to fill up with water, and you know what happens then. And if you're driving around, she said, and she saw people making a beer run, and if you head out in this to get beer, it's crazy. It's just nuts. There is a tornado warning for St. Tammany Parish for another 5 minutes. We're going to talk to Michael Vincino a little bit from St. Tammany Parish, get the latest on that. And again, just to recap, if you're losing power and you turn to WWL, as everybody does when the power goes out, 50 to 60 mile an hour gusts in Orleans Parish right now. That's going to go on. It's raining sideways, literally, for about an hour more. And I told you about the 6 to 8 inches of rain that could fall. North Shore, you're going to get it if you're not yet. And the good thing is, when you look at the radar south, and Alexa Trischler mentioned this earlier, WWL Louisiana meteorologist, that the wind shear was kind of cutting off the rain from the back of the storm. And as I read this radar, unless I'm reading it wrong, and I don't think I am, and somebody texted in and said in Houma that things have calmed down a lot, it should be. It's still going to be breezy, but as far as the rain, you guys should be out of a lot of that pretty soon, because there's nothing really on the backside of this, thanks, as I understand it, to the wind shear. Keep in mind, I'm the same guy that confused carbon monoxide and dioxide earlier, but as it relates to that, be aware of carbon monoxide poisoning as it relates to your generator, and please, if you started that, use it safely. Craig, from Craig's Generator, called in earlier. Craig's Electrical is going to be giving away carbon monoxide detectors, one per household, while supplies last, starting tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, and that's weather permitting and so forth. 1322 24th Street in Kenner. And until then, be very careful with that generator. And we were talking to Cynthia Lee Sheng this morning, and she recounted that story of a whole family dying because of improper generator usage. And these things are machines. They're an engine, a gas engine, if you will, some kind of engine if it's powered by propane or even natural gas, and it emits carbon monoxide. And that stuff is silent, and it doesn't, rather, it doesn't smell like anything, and it can kill you. They call it the silent killer. So you got to be very careful of that. I'm looking at the outage map here from Entergy, and I think total you're looking at about 145,000 people without power in the state now. And as you follow the storm north, you can see the red lines light up as the power goes out, specifically heading up from the Marrero Estelle area and then moving to really more a little bit east of that in the Timberlane area, it looks like, and also some of Algiers and the Ninth Ward, it would appear like, and Lakeview and some of Mid-City. So if you got Metairie, if you got a report you want to share with me, again, 504-260-1870, and I'll pass that information along to you. Somebody said, I'm in Thibodeau. Water is coming in through all our baseboards, and I was wondering when it'll end because we're out of towels and blankets. Again, I would think the rain itself should be coming to an end, and whoever texted this in, let me know if it's still raining outside or not, because sometimes the water drains from the higher spot to the lower spot, so even though it stopped raining, the water could still keep rising. We talked to Hassan Korban earlier this morning. He said 90 and 99 pumps are up and running in the city, which is good, but there's no way that that's going to clear the streets with 6 to 8 inches of rain falling in a couple of hours, and we are getting some heavy rainfall now. Somebody texted in and said that, can you share Francine's location, Hannah from Houma? I can if you're plotting it on a map. It's 29.6 north, 90.9 west. This is as of 7 o'clock. And that was about 20 miles east-southeast of Morgan City, 55 miles west-southwest of New Orleans. But keep in mind, that was 48 minutes ago, and it's moving at 17 miles an hour. So I guess you could advance that at almost 15 miles. We'll take in a break and coming back here on WWL. 7:52 now. I know I'm giving you the time. Used to working in the morning. Alyssa Curtis, hang on. We're coming right to you. A very talented WWL TV reporter. First, though, Jay Vice joins us with the Orleans Parish Communications District. Good morning. How you doing, Jay? Jay Vice,
Getting this up. Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Tell me what's going on with the 911 okay. system.
Cool. With so the Orleans Parish Communications District, which runs Orleans Parish 911, 311, we've learned that some customers of AT&T and T-Mobile, and AT&T customers across several parishes are apparently having trouble with those systems, trying to call 911 from their mobile phones. And this is including New Orleans, Orleans Parish, but we're learning it's across a wide area impacted by the storm. Specifically for Orleans Parish, if you need to call New Orleans 911, here is a 10-digit emergency number. All right. You know, I'm sorry to give whole numbers out on the air.
Me. I got it. I'm writing.
It's 504-671-3600, 504 601-3600.
All right, Jay Vice, thank
you. Yep.
So if you got AT&T or T-Mobile in Orleans Parish and you try to call 911, doesn't work, call 504-671-3600.
Got it. And once you connect, please don't hang up. Hang on the line. We're fully staffed. We're here all night, 24/7. So our operators are here. Once you connect, don't hang up and call back, because then you'll go to the back of the line. And, you know, this is a problem across a wide area. So things like this happen during storms sometimes.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. We'll pass that along. Alyssa Curtis joins us now, WWL-TV reporter, very talented reporter over at WWL. You have had a busy day, and you have literally seen fire and rain, have you not?
I absolutely have. I feel like I've been from one spectrum to the next. We were at the fire on Dauphine Street. It took about an hour for NOFD to get that under control, but they were able to get it under control, and now we're dealing with these crazy wind and rain conditions.
Where are you seeing the streets that were flooded? Where were you when I saw you on TV just now?
Yeah, right now we are actually still parked on the neutral ground at South Carrollton and Olive Street. So this corner here is really flooded. Some cars, water is lifting on those cars for sure. So some people are going to have an unfortunate morning coming back to their cars. But it also seems like it's getting worse in the past 30 minutes that I've been out here. We were, before we stopped here at this corner, we were driving around the Uptown and Carrollton areas, and there was some localized street flooding. It wasn't too bad at that point. We did see some down power lines, a little bit of tree debris, but that was about now probably 45 minutes ago. So it's likely that it's gotten worse since then.
Where did you say South Carrollton and where, Alyssa?
And Olive Street.
Olive Street, I got you. Okay.
Right on the near Girttown.
And did you say you saw people driving around? Did I hear you say that?
Yes, you did. There's actually more people than I thought on the street right now more people than I had expected. Not only are there people driving, but they're driving really fast, which is not good. I'm sure, you shouldn't be on the street at this point, especially now. We're really in the thick of it. But if you need to go somewhere and you need to drive and get out, whether it's to reach a loved one or whatever the case may be, you want to drive really slow because, again, these streets are starting to get flooded. You might not see a pothole. We're in New Orleans. There's a lot of potholes. You might come up on one too fast to notice. There's some down power lines. So if you have to be on the street and you have to go somewhere, drive really slowly. But if you don't have to be on the street, don't be on the street. You don't want to be in this condition. It's not fun to be in these conditions. I'm soaking wet right now.
I mentioned this earlier. Did you actually see somebody making a beer run?
I did. We are actually right catty corner to a gas station, and definitely a few people coming out with some beer cases.
Yes, you got to want some beer terribly bad to get out in this kind of rain. You've seen, covered a lot of flood events and rain events in the city in the time you've been at WWL Louisiana. Tell me, I'm not asking for any scientific or metric evaluation here, but just in your estimation, do you sense we're going to have some big street flooding problems here? I know you don't like to report what you don't see, but I'm just wondering from your experience.
Yeah, I would imagine just from the intensity of the rain right now, I will say in the last hour, a little bit less than an hour, it's picked up. So I would say right now it's really likely that we'll see some street flooding. Earlier, before I stopped here, I went to some spots that are prone to flooding, even when we're not getting this intense of a rain. Mm-hmm. And those areas weren't flooded, so I was actually a little bit shocked.
Really?
But again, the rain, I would say probably up until an hour ago, was not as hard. It wasn't coming down as hard. It was a steady rain, but it was a light rain. But now that it's picked up with the intensity and the wind, I would be shocked if we didn't see some street flooding.
Was there anything you wanted to say before? I didn't mean to cut you off. Something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I wanted to say, we mentioned people driving. There are also people walking around in these conditions. So don't do that. Do not do that. Don't walk around. Get inside.
Hard to believe, really. So you're telling me like the places like the underpasses that usually flood, you drove around a while back and they were not flooded?
They were not flooded, but again, I haven't seen an underpass. We haven't been to an underpass in a little bit now. So that was a few hours ago, but we went to like near Ursuline Academy. I was saying on air, I've been to that neighborhood a few times when it's flooded, and the neighbors have seen me out there a few times. And that area was not flooded, so I was shocked. But I will say, now within the last hour, it's likely to be flooded.
Are you going to keep driving around, or are y'all sitting on the neutral ground? What are you going to do?
No, we're going to head to, we heard some damage on near the World War II Museum, so we're going to head there. We're just going to drive around really safely, slowly, and just check on conditions.
Be safe and be slow, and if you got anything for us, we'd love to talk to you again, all right? I know you're busy, but we'd appreciate it. And maybe the rain will wash that smoke smell out of you. I know you were concerned about that earlier.
Yes.
See, I watch. Thank you, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Flash flood warning for St. Tammany, Livingston, and Tangipahoa Parish as well until 11 o'clock. Basically, the whole area, the good news is to the south, Terrebonne Parish, I think the wind shear has done well. 7:52 now. I know I'm giving you the time. Used to working in the morning. Alyssa Curtis, hang on. We're coming right to you, a very talented WWL-TV reporter. First, though, Jay Weiss joins us with the Orleans Parish Communications District. Good morning. How you doing, Jay? Jay Weiss,
we're getting this up. Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Tell me what's going on with the 911 system.
Cool. So the Orleans Parish Communications District, which runs Orleans Parish 911, 311, we've learned that some customers of AT&T and T-Mobile and AT&T customers across several parishes are apparently having trouble with those systems trying to call 911 from their mobile phones. And this is including New Orleans, Orleans Parish, but we're learning it's across a wide area impacted by the storm. Specifically for Orleans Parish, if you need to call New Orleans 911, here is a 10-digit emergency number.
All
you know,
right.
I'm sorry to give whole numbers out on the air.
I got it. I'm writing.
It's 504-671-3600. 504-671-3600.
All right, Jay Weiss. Thank
you. Yep.
So if you got AT&T and T-Mobile in Orleans Parish and you try to call 911, doesn't work, call 504-671-3600.
Got it. And once you connect, please don't hang up. Hang on the line. We're fully staffed. We're here all night, 24/7. So our operators are here. Once you connect, don't hang up and call back, because then you'll go to the back of the line. And, you know, this is a problem across a wide area. So things like this happen during storms sometimes.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. We'll pass that along. Alyssa Curtis joins us now, WWL-TV reporter, very talented reporter over at WWL. You have had a busy day, and you have literally seen fire and rain, have you not?
I absolutely have. I feel like I've been from one spectrum to the next. We were at the fire on Dauphine Street. It took about an hour for NOFD to get that under control, but they were able to get it under control, and now we're dealing with these crazy wind and rain conditions.
Where are you seeing the streets that were flooded? Where were you when I saw you on TV just now?
Yeah, right now we are actually still parked on the neutral ground at South Carrollton and Olive Street. So this corner here is really flooded. Some cars, water is lifting on those cars for sure. So some people are going to have an unfortunate morning coming back to their cars. But it also seems like it's getting worse in the past 30 minutes that I've been out here. We were, before we stopped here at this corner, we were driving around the Uptown and Carrollton areas, and there was some localized street flooding. It wasn't too bad at that point. We did see some down power lines, a little bit of tree debris, but that was about now probably 45 minutes ago. So it's likely that it's gotten worse since then.
Where did you say South Carrollton and where, Alyssa?
And Olive Street.
Olive Street, I got you. Okay.
Right on the near Girttown.
And did you say you saw people driving around? Did I hear you say that?
Yes, you did. There's actually more people than I thought on the street right now more people than I had expected. Not only are there people driving, but they're driving really fast, which is not good. I'm sure, you shouldn't be on the street at this point, especially now. We're really in the thick of it.
But if you need to go somewhere and you need to drive and get out, whether it's to reach a loved one or whatever the case may be, you want to drive really slow because, again, these streets are starting to get flooded. You might not see a pothole. We're in New Orleans. There's a lot of potholes. You might come up on one too fast to notice. There's some down power lines. So if you have to be on the street and you have to go somewhere, drive really slowly. But if you don't have to be on the street, don't be on the street. You don't want to be in this condition. It's not fun to be in these conditions. I'm soaking wet right now.
I mentioned this earlier. Mm-hmm. Did you actually see somebody making a beer run?
I did. We are actually right catty corner to a gas station, and definitely a few people coming out with some beer cases.
That's, you got to want some beer terribly bad to get out in this kind of rain. You've seen, covered a lot of flood events and rain events in the city in the time you've been at WWL Louisiana. Tell me, and I'm not asking for any scientific or metric evaluation here, but just in your estimation, do you sense we're going to have some big street flooding problems here? I know you don't like to report what you don't see, but I'm just wondering from your experience.
Yeah, I would imagine just from the intensity of the rain right now, I will say in the last hour, a little bit less than an hour, it's picked up. So I would say right now it's really likely that we'll see some street flooding. I earlier, before I stopped here, I went to some spots that are prone to flooding, even when we're not getting this intense of a rain. Mm-hmm. And those areas weren't flooded, so I was actually a little bit shocked.
Really?
But again, the rain, I would say probably up until an hour ago, was not as hard. It wasn't coming down as hard. It was a steady rain, but it was a light rain. But now that it's picked up with the intensity and the wind, I would be shocked if we didn't see some street flooding.
Was there anything you wanted to say before? I didn't mean to cut you off. Something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I wanted to say we mentioned people driving. There are also people walking around in these conditions. So don't do that. Do not do that. Don't walk around. Get inside.
Hard to believe, really. So you're telling me like the places like the underpasses that usually flood, you drove around a while back and they were not flooded?
They were not flooded. But again, I haven't seen an underpass. We haven't been to an underpass in a little bit now. So that was a few hours ago, but we went to near Ursuline Academy. I was saying on air, I've been to that neighborhood a few times when it's flooded, and the neighbors have seen me out there a few times, and that area was not flooded, so I was shocked. But I will say now within the last hour, it's likely to be flooded.
Are you going to keep driving around, or are y'all sitting on the neutral ground? What are you going to do?
No, we're going to head to, we heard some damage near the World War II Museum, so we're going to head there. We're just going to drive around really safely, slowly, and just check on conditions.
Be safe and be slow, and if you got anything for us, we'd love to talk to you again, all right? I know you're busy,
right,
but we'd appreciate it. And maybe the rain will wash that smoke smell out of you. I know you were concerned about that earlier.
Yes.
See? I watch. Thank you, Alyssa.
Yeah.
Flash flood warning for St. Tammany, Livingston, and Tangipahoa Parish as well until 11 o'clock. Basically, the whole area. The good news is to the south, Terrebonne Parish, I think the wind shear is done.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.